Welcome to the meditation, Creating Reality, Moment by Moment. It was inspired by Jeshua, the Personal Christ, Volume 8, Chapter 16, written by Eva McGinnis. Beloved heart family, let us relax and meditate together. Arrange your body for comfort and allow yourself to have this special time to be open to love, light, and wisdom. Let's take the breath of peace into this now moment. Breathe deeply as you make a special connection between your heart and your mind. Let's do this by thinking of a recent occurrence or a pleasant memory that touched both your heart and mind. Perhaps it was a walk in nature on a beautiful day, or a loving encounter with a happy child, or a loving friend. A memory comes quickly to your remembrance. Breathe and replay this happy scenario. As you are thinking about it, feel how it makes you happy. Experience it in your heart. Breathe in the joy of it. Let your heart expand in the love frequency. Breathe. Let it feel wonderful. Now visualize a golden channel between that memory in your mind, connecting with that expanded heart energy. Breathe into that frequency. Easily align with it. Relax into the pleasure of this lovely time that is stored now in your heart and in your mind. Your whole body is filled with the joy of it. Feel it spread. Your heart is alight with the golden white light that flows between the mind, the heart, and the total rest of your body. This is how we activate our divine mind and heart connection. Breathe. Breathe deeply and be willing to be open to your creativity. And imagine that you deeply understand what Jeshua tells us so often, that we create our reality moment by moment. That is where this short journey is taking us. Breathe. And notice where you are right now. Look around the room, either with open eyes or with your memory of this room. And acknowledge that you created the place that you are in right now. Breathe and look at the things that make your life easier in the room. All the things that bring you comfort. All the things that bring you joy. Breathe in appreciation for your creations. You are creating this reality. Now breathe and bring to mind all the precious people in your life, your intention, and your prior life contract which has drawn them into your life. You are in service to them, and they are to you, even if it sometimes doesn't feel that way. Breathe in great gratitude for family, friends, and all in your life. You are creating this reality. Breathe. Now breathe again and consider the community in which you live, the place on this Mother Earth, the city in which you live, or that is near you, your friends, the people who serve you, whether in the grocery store, post office, or gas station. You have drawn all of them to you to facilitate your life right here and now. Breathe in great appreciation for the miracle of having all these people, for living in the place that you are living in, for the nature that surrounds you, from the birds to the deer to the apple trees, or whatever is part of the landscape of your life. You are creating this reality. Breathe. Breathe love for this life. Breathe for your precious heart. Breathe for the creations that are now in your life and all that you will be creating. Breathe the awareness of the connection with Source that is always manifesting and flowing to and through you. Breathe. Breathe in great gratitude. Jeshua tells us that if you do not like what you are seeing in your life, stop, take a deep breath, and recreate. And how do we recreate? We, as the creative beings that we are, do so one thought at a time, one feeling at a time, and one action at a time. Let's start with thoughts. Imagine that it's a pleasant summer day and you are outside in a safe and beautiful spot, laying on a blanket on a grassy ground, which is soft but firmly holding you, or gently swinging on a hammock, your head in a pillow, relaxing and daydreaming, with nothing to do but to watch the clouds go by. Perhaps you did this when you were a child and had no responsibilities but to just be. Breathe, relax. Now imagine that there is a parade of clouds overhead, floating above you. Some are dark and stormy, others light and fluffy. Some are both gray and have a silver lining. But they are all temporary, constantly changing shapes and moving across the blue sky. You notice that your thoughts are like the clouds, and you are playing with them, and you can sense their frequencies. You can even play with rearranging the clouds with your thoughts. Now let's say that there's a dark gray cloud, a metaphor for a thought that is not loving. Imagine that you can gently telescope away from it. Briefly listen if there's anything worthwhile that this cloud is telling you. If not, say thank you for sharing. but say, I prefer to turn in a more loving direction. Don't resist the dark cloud. That only makes it stormier. Just invite it to dissolve in the gentle wind. See it dissolve. And as the creator of the cloud, raise your arms to line up with that cloud, whatever is left of it, and clap your hands 3 times as it disappears. Now embrace a better feeling thought, which is a lighter cloud that allows the sunshine through it. It is of a higher frequency. It makes your heart feel lighter and puts a smile on your face. You have just created a new reality. This may sound like a lot to imagine, but with practice, it will become second nature to choose for the higher frequency thoughts because they feel so much better. And if you forget, just look up at the sky as a metaphor for the energy of love, with the sun always shining, like God's love behind all the clouds, the truth of your being, the truth of your divinity. Accept it and surrender to it. Breathe. You are God's love expressing in this reality, recreating it with every thought, feeling, and deed. So let's recreate together using Jesua's formula. Stop. Breathe deeply and recreate. Let's recreate compassion for ourselves and others. Do this by affirming with me, I am a compassionate person. I am a compassionate person. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I feel compassion for myself. I feel compassion for myself. I feel compassion for others. I feel compassion for others. Stop. Breathe deeply. And let's recreate kindness for ourselves and others. Do this by affirming with me, I am a kind person. I am a kind person. I forgive myself for any unkindness in my life. I forgive myself for any unkindness in my life. I am kind to myself and others. I am kind to myself and others. Stop, breathe deeply, and let's recreate love for self and others who are truly aspects of the oneness. I affirm, I am a loving person. I am a loving person. I release any false thoughts that I am not loving or lovable. I release any false thoughts that I am not lovable or loving. I am loving to myself and others. I am loving to myself and others. Stop. Breathe. I breathe in joy and I live in joy. I breathe in joy, and I live in joy. I live my life as if I have the power to create everything and everyone in it. I live my life as if I have the power to create everything and everyone in it, and I do. Breathe. This, beloved, is how we recreate our reality moment by moment. Breathe, beloved one, and feel the power of our compassion, kindness, and love. Be in joy. Live in the constant connection with your divine self, and you will always be in gratitude and ecstasy of this divine moment. We create moment by moment. So be it, and so forever it is. Amen.